a month and a half, 50,000 people will descend on, we're not talking about the Olympics, no. We're talking about Tampa, Florida for the Republican National Convention. The mayor of that city, Bob Buckhorn, is going to play host, even though he's a Democrat. Hosting a political party's national convention comes with a lot of responsibilities for city government. Tampa's population will grow by about 15% during that week. Delegates, pundits, journalists, pollsters, VIPs, and protesters. And joining us in the studio right now is Mr. Mayor, Tampa's Mayor, Bob Buckhorn. Thanks so much for being here.
Sure. Good morning.
Whirlwind tour for you to kind of promote Tampa, to get ready for this event. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely. I will do a day here in New York, and then I head down to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to talk to some of the political journalists.
Now, a lot of people know Tampa and the Tampa Bay for the Buccaneers, for the Rays, the sports teams that are down there.
The Lightning.
Hockey team,
yeah.
Lightning, sure. But, you know, give us a feel. Tampa in Florida, unlike some of the other cities in Florida, is a real political junkies town. It's an old kind of union town, a cigar-making industry down there from way back. Give us a sense of the feel for politics that people on the street have in Tampa.
Well, it's a long history. It's a colorful history. If you think about where Tampa is in the nexus of the infamous I-4 corridor,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that area that we all learned about during the 2000 election and the subsequent recount, that stretch between Orlando and Sarasota, which runs right through Tampa, is literally the petri dish of America. I mean, that is where the ultimate swing voter lives. And so that's why you see so much attention being paid to the I-4 corridor. And Tampa is the epicenter of it. And so not only do we have a long, colorful history, it's a history riddled with ethnic politics. I mean, we were settled by Spanish, Italians, Cubans. So there's a flavor to Tampa, Florida that doesn't exist in a lot of other, particularly southern cities, John. And so we expect a lot of attention, not only for the RNC, but during the course of the convention as well. They say as I-4 goes, so goes Florida. And as Florida goes, so goes the nation. And so Tampa will drive the I-4 discussion. And so we will see the president and Governor Romney there frequently over the course of the next 4 months. And Tampa will be as well or better known than it already is after this election.
You know, one of the things I didn't really learn until I went down to Tampa and as a NPR political reporter a long time ago gave a speech at a, you know, local political club. I had no idea what to expect. The house was packed. It was packed just for little old nobody me. And I said, what is going on here? And nobody even knows my name. And a fellow came up to me and said, John, what you got to understand about Tampa is everybody in this town's a pundit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You go to the coffee shops in West Tampa and drink espresso and everyone there will solve all of the world's problems in the span of about 15 minutes in three different languages.
Yeah, there you go.
And so it's, you know, that's what makes us very different than most other American cities is there's such a passion and it's such a colorful environment, literally and figuratively, that it just politics runs through our veins and we enjoy it. We play it. Sometimes it's a contact sport, but we are fully engaged and all in.
And it's so great to hear. And, you know, get that sort of South Beach mentality out of your brain when you think about Tampa and this convention. All right. So as a Democratic mayor in the city of Tampa, when the Republicans come to town, do you get more into the punditry thing and start talking Marco Rubio this and Jeb Bush that? Or do you have to kind of back off and be a little quieter about all that?
John, I have told all of my friends, both Democrat and Republican, and I'm lucky. I'm a mayor. It is a nonpartisan job. I am a registered Democrat, and I'm very proud of that. But for the next certainly 39 days, I'm agnostic. And so for me, my job is not to worry about what takes place inside the building and inside the convention, but what takes place outside. And so for me, this convention from day one has been not so much a partisan event, but an economic development opportunity. And my job as mayor is to tell Tampa's story to the world. I mean, this is literally a coming out party for us. I mean, we're a mid-sized American market hosting a major international event. Most people, as you know, when they think of Florida, particularly internationally, they think of Miami.
Right.
And they think of Orlando.
Sure.
When this is done and this event is over, and bear in mind, other than the Olympics, this will be the second most watched television event in the world this year. And so they will know Tampa, Florida, and they will know all about Tampa, Florida, and all of its shades and ethnicities and genders and orientations and what a great place it is. And that's a wonderful opportunity for a mayor to tell Tampa's story. So I'm a Democrat, but I'm a great host, and I intend to be the best host that the RNC has ever had.
You know, in thinking about this, I suppose one might be drawn to conclude that you'd prefer to have the Democrats there in Tampa, but actually it might be a more interesting week to have the Republicans in town. Is that the way you're looking at it?
I think so. I mean, I would have taken either of the two. Certainly the Republicans, bring a different dynamic to the table. I think in terms, if you look at this from an economic development perspective, I actually would prefer to host the Republicans. Because if you look at the makeup of the delegates and the makeup of the folks that will attend this event, they tend to be more business-oriented, business-friendly.
Bigger tippers, is what you're saying.
Bigger tippers, perhaps. CEOs and titans of industry that will be there that will enable us to make the case as to why Tampa is a great place to invest or to grow your company.
What are you going to do about protesters?
We're going to accommodate them.
Well, New York has had all kinds of problems in dealing with protesters. There are still legal battles going on from the convention here. What lessons do you want to learn? And when you say accommodate them, what does that mean?
Well, John, we have studied all of the after-action reports from virtually all of the other cities that have hosted World Trade Organization events, G8, G20s. We were in Chicago a few weeks ago for the event, the NATO event. We have seen what works and we have seen what doesn't work. And you're absolutely right. There is still lingering lawsuits as a result of the RNC convention in New York. We anticipate that we will be sued. We anticipate that there will be challenging circumstances. We trained for it. We're going to respect people's First Amendment rights. But we have also made very clear, and I have made very clear, that you are welcome to come to Tampa, and you are welcome to have a contrary opinion to what is taking place at the forum. But if you cross that line, we're going to deal with you, and we're going to deal with you respectfully, and we're going to extract you surgically from that environment, and we will provide you public housing at the Orient Road Jail. So, come to Tampa, have a great time. We welcome you. Say whatever
you
want to say.
What kind of food plan does that come with?
Three meals a day, a cot. But you're going to be there for a while.
But the protesters have said, and some have said, particularly in the context of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which certainly is going to have a high profile at both conventions this year, that, a lot of times the government institutions say, yeah, welcome, come on down. But it's basically stand over here by this chain link fence 4 miles away from where everything is going on. Is that your message here?
No, absolutely not. And we have done everything we can to accommodate that. Our viewing areas are within a stone's throw of the event itself. We have designed viewing areas that are probably 4 times larger than any viewing areas at any other previous convention. The parade route is in proximity to the forum, which is where the event will be held. We have done everything that we possibly could to make sure that they are within sound and distance of the event that they are protesting. And so in terms of the geography and in terms of the size of the viewing areas and the protest routes, they should be more than accommodated and thankful.
Now, to you personally, I gather the governor and Marco Rubio, the senator, they have your number on their speed dials these days, right?
They do. They do. Certainly,
that's good for you.
Certainly the governor does.
Mitt Romney even, probably.
No, Governor Romney doesn't have my number, but we will be very accommodating hosts for that for the governor.
Okay. Question. Where is the Mormon church in Tampa?
I couldn't tell you, John. I really couldn't tell you.
Do you even know if there is one?
If there is, I am certain that there is.
Man, I nailed him.
But being a good Irish Catholic, I tend to stick to what I know.
Better find out, though.
I'm sure I will find out.
Although he probably doesn't want to know the way he's campaigning.
West Fletcher Avenue and North 42nd Street.
There we go.
Takeaway helps.
Now I know.
Takeaway is here to help. Republican or Democrat. What should Mitt Romney and his wife visit while they're in town?
Well, Tampa's and obviously Florida is driven by the tourist traffic. There's a lot of amenities in Florida, whether it's Busch Gardens, whether it's the Florida Aquarium. The convention will take place on the water in downtown Tampa. So the beaches are available on the Pinellas side, the Lowry Park Zoo. Any number of the museums in downtown Tampa are in a walking distance from some of the major hotels. We know how to do tourism. I mean, we've hosted 4 Super Bowls in Tampa.
There you go.
So
you know what you're doing.
We know how to do these big events. But again, this is of the magnitude of nothing we have ever attempted.
In February, the temperature is a little different than it is in August. And
yeah,
September,
I think some of those folks who come to protest who will be dressed in all black in the middle of August.
Wear sunscreen.
Bring water because you're going to need it. And fire rescue will come and hydrate you when you pass out.
Mayor, thanks so much for being here.
You bet. Thanks, everybody.
Bob Buckhorn is the Democratic mayor of Tampa, the host of the Republican National Convention.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.